The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Marburger Zayin Chibadatoi, Ma'aseis Techecha, Ma'aseis Chibadatoi, Shoyim Abuscha, Shoshabas, Kambuhusha, Shochol. A person on Shabbos should have special Shabbos clothing. It's very interesting to find that different Menhagim, it's a Gedolei Yisrael, like some Sofer, he has special gloves for Shabbos. He didn't wear anything which he wore during the week on Shabbos, and Shabbos during the week, he has special gloves. The Ben Ishchai had even a special Shabbos blanket. There's some Gedolei Dara Machmedim to have special pajamas. But Mikra Din, what we paskin is that just your clothes, you have to have special clothes for Shabbos. It's an interesting discussion in the Kafah Chaim. What's the halacha on shoes? Do you have to have special Shabbos shoes? Is shoes considered a beggar or not? So Kafah Chaim says, make a din, it's not. It's just a midas chassidus that he should have special Shabbos shoes. But make a din, a person can have the same shoes on Shabbos as he has during the week. Come on, the Baal Amar brings down a very important Gemara. Moitzi chavtsecha, chavtsecha is asurin, chavtshmaim mutarim. Dabar dover. Shabbos is different. On Shabbos, you have to not only have to dress differently, you have to talk differently. Shabbos is not a time to do business. My 11-year-old son told me a story recently. He told me that somebody walked into the shtibel. Say, Reuven Shimon, Reuven walked into the shtibel, and he said, "This Shabbos karet, but I have a car to sell. You know anybody who wants to buy it?" So Shimon said, "This Shabbos karet, but I'm looking for a car. How much money do you want for it?" So Reuven said, "Nish Shabbos Karet, $30,000. So Shimon said, "Nish Shabbos Karet, I know your car, that's very expensive. I think it's worth $22,000. So Reuven said, "Nish Shabbos Karet, I'll sell it to you for $27,000. So Shimon said, "Nish Shabbos Karet, I have to think about it, I'll discuss it with my wife, and I'll talk to you later." Shimon comes back to Shtibla by Mincha, tells Reuven, "Nish Shabbos Karet, but I think I'll buy it." So Reuven said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Nish Shabbos Karet, it's sold." People think there's a heter Nish Shabbos Karet, that there's a heter to do business if you say Nish Shabbos Karet. The place we say there is no heter, it's also to do business on Shabbos, to say Nish Shabbos Karet. Moitzi chavtsecha, chavtsecha surin, chavtshmayim is mutarim. What's the example of chavtshmayim? The place we say they allowed a shaduchim on Shabbos, even if it's your panasa. That's considered chavtsecha shemayim. What about thinking about your business? So the Gemara says, chavtsecha dibur aser, hira mutter. Think at the mechavin. The mechavin shin vav, sif ches comes down. Hira basak of mutter. It's mutter to think about your business. Mekom mokayim, mishum oinik Shabbos. Because of oinik Shabbos, mitzvah sheichashav am klal. It's a mitzvah, shouldn't even think about his business. Yubeinov kilu kol melachti asuya. It should be in your eyes, kilo, all your work is done. So Mishmur brings down from the Mechut, and Mechut says in the Pasuk, Sheish jam tavoid, v'sisa kol malach techa. You should work for 6 days, and you should do all your work. So Mechut asks, Chiev shal adam lasik malachta, sheish jam, can a person do everything he has to do in 6 days, do all his work? Ela shavas kilo kol malach techa. On Shabbos, a person is supposed to rest, kilo, all his malach is asuya. So even though Mekai Din is mut to think about your business, for the mitzvah Mishmanik Shabbos, the person on Shabbos, he should totally forget about his business, and he should only be oisik in entire mitzvahs. Now, not only is it aser to do business on Shabbos, there's another iser of Dabar Dover, Shalei Dibrucha Shal Shabbos Gedibur Shalchol, that on Shabbos you can't talk the same way you talk during the week. The Chabad brings down that you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that you can do a melacha. For example, you can't say, "Tomorrow I'm driving from Flatbush to Muncie." Why? You're not allowed to say on Shabbos that you're going to do a malacha. You're not allowed to talk about it, you're going to be doing a malacha. Another example is, you can't say that my dining room chair broke, tomorrow I'm going to fix it. Why? Because when you say you fix it, you're saying you can do a malacha. You can't tell somebody, "I'll call you on the telephone tomorrow." All these things are examples of saying you're doing an Isser, that's also on Shabbos. What is mutter? Here is mutter. If you do it in a remes, if you do it in a way which you don't say that you're doing a melacha, you're just implying, then it'll be mutter. What'll be an example? Instead of saying, I'll call you on the telephone, if you say, I'll speak to you tomorrow. So even though when you tell the person, I'll speak to you tomorrow, he understands that you mean that you're going to call him, but being that you didn't say, I'm going to call you, you didn't say the actual words, that's error, because you didn't say the actual melacha. You're allowed to say, you can't say, I'm going to drive to Muncie tomorrow from Flatbush, but I could say, I'm going to go to Muncie tomorrow. Why? Because I didn't say, I'm going to do the melacha, I didn't say, I'm going to drive, I just said, I'm going to go. Whenever you don't say the actual melacha, then it's mutter. Another time it's mutter is that only time it's usher is to say, I'm going to drive. If you say, you're going to do the melacha. But if you say that somebody else is going to do melacha, let's say you say, my wife plans on driving. So over there, being that I didn't say, I'm going to do the melacha, I say, somebody else is going to do melacha, that's going to be mutter. The Gemara later brings down that also not only does your talking have to be different on Shabbos, also the way you walk on Shabbos has to be different. The Shabbos says that what does it mean that you're walking has to be different, that you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a pseah of gas on Shabbos. Why? Because during the week people are always in a rush. On Shabbos you have to be calm, and you're not allowed to run, you're not allowed to take a pseah of gas. So what about if it's raining? Let's say it's pouring rain outside and a person wants to run. Is the mutter to run on Shabbos or not? So Shevelevi says, anytime you have a tzayrach, something for a Shabbos, if it's raining and you get wet, or a dog starts barking or you're running away from a dog, then it'll be mutter to run on Shabbos. The Mar Brachas brings down also that if you're running for a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to run on Shabbos. So therefore, somebody's running to shul. The Gemara Brachas brings down that there's a milo running to shul. It shows the chavivas hamitzvahs. You're running to shul. You're running to catch a shear. Anything which you're running to do a mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter. So a friend of mine, he sent a shot to Chaim Kanievsky. He wanted to know, what's the halacha if you're running, he was a bacher, if you're running back to your dorm room to go to sleep, in order that you can sleep, and after you sleep, you can wake up and learn. Is that considered that you're running to go to do a mitzvah or not? So Rav Chaim said, no, being that you're just running to go to sleep and you're not going straight to learn, first you're going to sleep, he said that wouldn't go into the category of running to do a mitzvah, and he says that one shouldn't do it. The Mishnah mentioned a lot about what about folding laundry on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Makabas the Kalim, Hatila Abach Mishapamim. You're allowed to fold clothing even 4 or 5 times. So this gets into a very important shaila, which comes up every week. What about folding your towels on Shabbos? Or you want to fold your pants afterwards on Shabbos? So if you look through the Gemara gives so many exceptions that the only time it's mutter has to be new clothing, has to be white clothing. So it comes out, basically every single time when you want to fold clothing, it's going to be aser. If you look at Mechavishim Beis says that if unless it's new, unless it's white, it's going to be aser. Then the Mechaber says a very important heter. Mechaber says that if you do a shinoi, if you fold differently than the way you normally fold during the week, then it's going to be mutter. This is Mechaber in Shin Beis Sif Gimel. He says, "Yesh mishalima the kapla shleikus seidik kapla rishon mutter b'chalinim." If you're folding it differently than the way you do it normally, then be mutter. So based on this, the pesukim say that if you fold your talis, if you're not going to fold it on the pleats, if you fold it with a shinoi, then it'll be mutter. Same thing on your pants. If you fall on the pleats, it's going to be a problem. But if you fall not on the pleats, being that there's a shinoi, it's going to be mutter. Mishmur does bring down that there is a yesh machmirim, so there is the midas kisis be machmir, but mikar din, it'll be mutter. What about folding a towel or something which doesn't have folds? So that, the Shemir Shabbos brings down, and that's going to be mutter. Being that there are no folds, the whole problem over here is that it looks like some type of tikkun, but if there's no folds, then it's going to be mutter. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.